Good afternoon. My name is Jennifer Amiad, and I'm a hearings officer. It is December 18th, 2018, at approximately 2:13 p.m. This is case number 1180268 involving the tow of a vehicle. The appellant, Julie A. Zack, is not present. The file includes a notice of hearing dated that was mailed on Friday, December 7th, 2018, and I don't see anything in the file indicating that that notice was returned. I'm now going to ask the hearings clerk if the appellant has had any contact with the hearings office.
We have had no contact.
Okay. I'm going to find that the notice of hearing was correctly mailed out to the parties and that the appellant was provided with adequate notice of the hearing. Since it is the time and date scheduled for this hearing, I'm going to proceed. An officer from or a representative from the city's parking enforcement office is present. Could you please state your name and title?
I am Officer McDermott, and my title, parking enforcement officer.
Is it MCDERMITT?
MOTT.
Great. Thank you. And your first name?
Megan.
Megan. M-E-G-A-N?
H-A-N.
H. Great. Thank you. I'm going to go ahead and admit exhibits 1 through 8 into the record. Could you please raise your right hand? Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide will be the truth? Great, thank you. Could you please explain why you believe the tow of this vehicle was valid?
On Monday, November 26, 2018, at 8:36 a.m., I responded to a service request, number 1588, to tow a Jeep Wrangler 040 Kilo Bravo Hotel that was blocking access to the driveway located at 935 Southeast Ankeny Street. The vehicle was blocking access to and from the driveway. The vehicle was towed from the blocked driveway so the business could access the large garage doors for loading and unloading. They were waiting at that time for a delivery. As seen in my photos, there is no signage indicating parking is allowed in front of the large driveway. No signage or yellow curb is required to prevent vehicles from parking in front of driveways.
Great. Thank you. I'm glad that you appeared today. I do have copies of your photographs, and I have reviewed them. It's exhibit number 7. It's evident I can see the garage in the photographs, but it's really difficult to tell whether there's some kind of obvious opening for access for the driveway. So I was hoping you could tell me a little bit about what you observed.
I could just briefly describe that there is a very clearly sloped driveway. There are actually two driveways next to each other. They're a very large access. There's a very large steel gate or cyclone fence style with wheels attached to it for opening and for closing an opening that accesses to also a parking lot, which is in front of the large doors. And that's the best quality of the photographs that's what we have access to. I tried to make duplicates so that you could see clearer the driveway apron and the definition of that. But it is clearly a very large garage door.
It is. Great. So it looks like under the city code 1690105, a driveway includes a road or access extending from a public right-of-way onto private or public lands for the purpose of gaining vehicular access to such areas and reasonably designated at the property line so as to be an obvious opening for access.
I do have clearer pictures if you'd like to look at. I tried the best to get the copies so that you could see them. You can clearly see the curb area.
Okay.
And the gate.
And in this exhibit number 7, the bottom left photo?
Correct.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I can kind of see a line extending from where the fence is to the street.
Yes.
Is that what you're referring to?
If you look down in the street on the lower corner, you can also see the yellow paint in the street, clearly denoting that is no parking. I mean, that's a loading, it's a driveway.
Does it extend back toward where the Jeep is, though, to make it look like a parking spot, or?
That's yellow. Yellow means no parking.
Okay. Unfortunately, the appellant is not present, but I did want to note that her statement says that she parked in a two-hour, she thought she was parking in a two-hour parking area. If that's the case, she was parked for almost 12 hours, so even by her own admission, it appears to me that she was subject to tow for that violation, but I don't see any two-hour parking signs.
As you can clearly see in this photograph, I don't know the number that you're referring to. However, it's the on this, this clearly shows in front of, and there is no signage at all there.
Okay.
There isn't any signage present.
Yeah, I don't see anything. Okay. Okay, great. Is there anything else you'd like me to know about the tow of the vehicle?
No, but not at this time. I have nothing further to add to that.
Okay. Great. Well, thank you for being here today. There are a couple things I want to double check in the code, so I'm not going to issue a decision now, but I will issue one within the next 2 weeks. All right. Thank you.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you. This hearing is now closed.